The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will today chair a meeting of the UN Security Council. Mr. Martin will preside over a high-level open debate on the issues of climate and security. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, meanwhile, will be in Washington today for meetings on Capitol Hill. Our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Today will be the first time a Taoiseach has chaired a meeting of the UN Security Council. Micheál Martin will preside over a high-level debate focusing on the connections between climate change and conflicts, with Ireland hoping to pass a resolution that would formally recognise the link. The Taoiseach said that while progress has been achieved on the resolution, there were still some members of the Council that they would have to work with to get agreement. Also today, President Higgins will deliver a virtual address to the United Nations Food Systems Summit. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, meanwhile, will be in Washington for meetings on Capitol Hill with political leaders, including the US Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, New York.
The Irish National Teachers Organisation and some creche operators have expressed concern about changes to close contact rules for children. From next week, those aged 12 and under will no longer have to be tested or stay at home if they are asymptomatic close contacts of a COVID case in school. Kate Carlin reports.
The INTO says it's shocked at the speed of this decision to allow unvaccinated children who are linked to a confirmed case in their class continue to attend school. Under the new rules, children aged 12 and under will not have to restrict their movements or be tested so long as they don't have symptoms. Automatic contact tracing will also be discontinued for them. The union, along with some creche operators, think it's too soon to make this decision and have urged the government to revisit the issue. Otherwise, the INTO warns a high rate of infection could force schools to shut for longer at the October midterm. The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, says recent data shows schools are a low-risk environment for transmission of COVID.
Seven people have been treated in hospital for injuries sustained following altercations at a funeral in Tuam, County Galway last evening. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to the disturbances to come forward. Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.
The violence happened following the funeral service of a woman in Tuam yesterday afternoon. When the cortege arrived at the local cemetery on the Athenry Road, disagreements broke out and the situation rapidly escalated. A total of five men and two women had to be treated in hospital, some for stab wounds. 30 Gardaí, including members of the Regional Armed Support Unit, attended the scene, breaking up fights and dispersing the crowd. A youth was arrested when he was found trying to flee with a knife. He was later released and a file has been prepared for the local juvenile liaison officer. Pat McGrath, RTE News, Galway.
The former Taoiseach Enda Kenny has paid tribute to the German Chancellor Angela Merkel for her role in defending Ireland's position following the Brexit referendum. In an interview with RTE News, Mr. Kenny also spoke in detail about her role in the Irish bailout, saying that while she was motivated by protecting German banks, she had held other EU leaders back who wanted to make the bailout conditional on Ireland raising its corporate tax rate. Mr. Kenny was speaking as Chancellor Merkel prepares to formally step down this weekend after 16 years in power. The United States has promised to set up donations of vaccines to lower and middle-income countries to tackle what the US President Joe Biden called the global tragedy of coronavirus. Mr. Biden told a virtual meeting of world leaders that the US would give away another 500 million doses, bringing its total commitment to more than a billion. The head of the World Health Organization's Immunization and Vaccines Development Program in Africa, Dr. Richard Mahego, welcomed the announcement, but said words still needed to be turned into action.
It's a very good start, but those pledges are not enough. If we looked at what was announced at the G7 summit, out of those that were pledged, only 15% have been made available so far. We are all happy to hear that there are additional doses, but I think we need absolutely to make sure that these commitment pledges are being translated into injection in the arms of the people.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Today will be mainly dry with sunny spells, mostly over the southern half of the country. It will be cloudy further north, with some patchy drizzle in northern coastal counties. Highest temperatures 15 to 20 degrees, with moderate westerly winds, coolest in the northwest and warmest in the south.